Americans are no stranger to election songs. Reams have been written about what it means to have Donald Trump bumping his fists to the sound of YMCA at his election rally. It's upbeat, recognizable, and fun. Trump seems to not know or care that the Village People's great hit song has a not-so-secret life as a gay anthem as well. Also, Queen went to great lengths to stop him from co-opting We Are the Champions. Joe Biden took the help of Bruce Springsteen to remind people of his scrappy Scranton roots in my hometown.
This is more than where he's from. It's who he's for.
But in India, election songs are a different breed altogether. Though there are plenty of songs, Bollywood and non-Bollywood, to choose from, Indian elections come with a score that's entirely custom-made. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Right now, the state of West Bengal is going to the polls. Elections will happen in phases over April. It's already swelteringly hot and the COVID second wave is hitting parts of India hard. The ruling party here, called Trinamool Congress, is led by a feisty woman named Mamata Banerjee, who uprooted the Communist Party in 2011 after over 30 years of left rule in these parts. Now, 10 years later, she is facing anti-incumbency herself. To rev up her supporters in a state that's mad about football, her party has come up with a rocking anthem, Khela Hobby, or The Game Is On. Every day, truckloads of party supporters barrel down the streets waving party flags with the song thumping through the hot air. It has proved such a chart buster, even the opposition parties are doing their own spin on it. The Indian Prime Minister, whose party wants to dethrone Mamata Banerjee, tells his supporters, the game is over. Mamata Banerjee retorts, I am the goalkeeper. Let's see who wins. The Prime Minister's party, the BJP, has its own song. And they've borrowed the Italian protest song, Bella Ciao, which was sung by paddy field workers in the 19th century and was adopted by the anti-fascist resistance in the 1940s. Ciao, ciao, una mattina, mi sono alzato, e ho trovato l'invaso. But in the local version, the lyrics go pishi jao, as in auntie, go home. That's a dig at Mamata Banerjee, slyly accusing her of favoring her own nephew. The song goes, enough of corruption, auntie, just go home. Banglai shudhu danga baji, o pishi jao, pishi jao, pishi jao, 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 rasta behar. Before social media, election campaigns were more staid affairs. During the long communist rule, election rallies came with their own playlist, well-known marching songs like the Indian versions of We Shall Overcome or Old Man River. But the communists are trying desperately to hop onto the bandwagon of changing times and changing tastes. Gone are the old standards. They've embraced a parody of a raunchy street corner hit called Tumpa Shona, or Tumpa Darling, where some young street smart kid tries to woo a girl named Tumpa. It's extreme makeover for the doughty communists as they sing, come Tumpa, enough of all these false promises, let's go to the big rally.
Hey Tumpa, brigad chal!
In the midst of this high-octane musical slugfest comes a late entry. This one carries the banner of no political party and names none, but a group called Citizens United, many of them well-known names from film and theatre, come together as citizens to warn voters about what's at stake. It's both a song and a warning about rising intolerance and religious tensions and fascism, about politicians quick to brand dissenters as anti-nationals. You've spread enough lies loudly and angrily, shattering the truths, it says.
chore 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 bar bar kore bolbe tumi eto kotha bhire shotti guloke churmar kore cholbe.
And by the way, we aren't going anywhere. We will stay right here in this land, says a little girl clutching the Indian flag.
Ami onno kothao jabo na. Ami Bharatbarshe thakbo.
The election will not be fought as a battle of the bands, but its soundtrack is a reminder that elections haven't been boiled down entirely to focus groups and WhatsApp messages and endless polls. Something still remains of what's called the song of democracy. Maybe even that bard of democracy, Walt Whitman, might have recognized its echoes on the streets of Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.